You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Today's episode is brought to you by The Bike Riders, a new film from Jeff Nichols starring Jodie Comer, Austin Butler, and Tom Hardy. Inspired by true events, The Bike Riders follows Benny, played by Austin Butler, the newest member of Midwestern motorcycle club The Vandals, led by the enigmatic Johnny, played by Tom Hardy. Critics are calling it electrifying, stunning, exhilarating, powerful, and the godfather of biker movies. Experience The Bike Riders on the big screen this summer. Now playing only in theaters. Visit BikeRidersMovie.com to get tickets now.
Yeah, cool again.
Let's go. What's good, everybody? Welcome back. It's been too long since we've been here. We pre-recorded a
yeah,
show.
You and before. I haven't been here since last week.
Exactly. So, you know, a lot's changed in a week.
Nice to see you. You signed my yearbook, which was cool.
I kissed it but with my lipstick on, obviously, so you remember.
It was good that you were just wearing it that day. You did the whole KIT, keep it.
That's how you know you grew up in the Latino school. Yeah. You know what I mean? Because I have My junior high school and high school yearbooks have a few kisses.
Here's the thing. Did they kiss over their own photo or on a blank page?
On a blank page.
Ah, you got to get the kiss over their own photo.
That seems even creepier.
You know what it is? They do it when they didn't like the photo.
They kiss, they put the lipstick over their own photo.
And then they sign over their own photo, which is stupid because then you'd be like, I don't know what she looks like. But here's what her lips look like in case she commits a crime of the mouth.
A crime of the mouth, yes, we know.
We've all been there. Prom night?
Bro, those are my favorite true crime documentaries. The crime of the mouth.
Podcasts. The first 48 of the mouth.
Hello, everybody. Welcome.
It's the Cooligans, buddy.
Look, always on brand. I promise we'll get to soccer, football, whatever you want to call it at some point. But excited for today's show. A lot of fun things to discuss. A lot of serious things to discuss as well. So, you know, that people come to us when they want that hard-hitting journalism.
Who takes this game too serious? Oh, yeah. The Cooligans.
Okay. All right. That's what we're known for. But we're excited to be here. Hello. My name is Christian Polanco.
I'm Alexis Guerrero.
And before we...
wrong one.
That's what you sound like.
What is it? They yelled at us. It's the red-tailed heron.
Hey, I forgot the name of the actual bird that is, but it is not an eagle. But I mean, why change it?
You know what it reminds me of? Remember when I threatened to fight an eagle for you?
Yes, yes.
And then I had to apologize to said eagle.
that was genuinely an eagle.
Yeah. Yo, bro, it was dead.
He was pretty quiet. He just gave us a silent stare.
He gave you. He did that quick turn. I said, bro, I'm gonna have to beat up a predator. You know?
How to beat up a predator with Alexis Guerrero?
Bro, I would have cooked that joint. Eating wings.
Okay, but before
in Germany.
Before we get started, I want to make sure I do this because we haven't had too much time in the.
We got to unbox
the last pre.
It's already unboxed.
But last previous shows, we got some artwork sent to us.
Why are you hiding it? They already saw it.
I'm getting all the stuff. But we got some artwork of ourselves.
Dude, how great is that?
That looks super accurate.
What do we look like? I look like a Greek man who sells. Who sells trinkets?
So shout out to
Patrick
Gabaldon, I believe. Yeah. So
he's so good. We have like little cards.
He goes
and stuff.
By Pico as well. But no.
Oh yeah, Pico.
This dude.
He doesn't just draw, dude. He designs.
Fan of the show, and sent us.
Hit my ISO real quick. Let me show them socks.
I like these
socks,
bro. These are mad nice.
Look at these, bro.
Yeah, it sent us socks with his designs on them.
With love from El Paso. Oh, he's from El Paso.
You love to see it.
Texas, stay sharp, stay prickly, bloom brightly. Aw.
Thank you so much. He sent us a card as well, right? What does
it
say,
Mike?
Yeah,
he sent us a card. I got Cooligans and team. Thank you for all the funny soccer content. I love all you do and you being a breath of fresh air to the soccer space. small thank you, distribute to everyone you'd like. Blangola, no, stand up.
Blangola, stand
up. He knows. He's a listener. He knows.
El Paso has now been accepted into Blangola.
So,
El Paso.
Shout out to Patrick. Go give him a follow at Gabaldon Art. On IG, does incredible work. I mean, you can see some of the stuff, some of the designs for TIFOs as well for El Paso Locomotive. Just a great...
bro,
just,
he's killing it.
I love it. I love it. So thank you so much for look these. At, you're going to see these on our background soon, and we're going to get all that done.
But at the community we're surrounded by. True artists.
Amazing people. El Paso. Pride of... that's where Pepe's from.
Ricardo Pepe. Brendan Vasquez.
Let's go.
Jenny Chu.
Jenny Chu.
Burrito. They have their own burrito.
Where's he play?
Burrito, bro. He played at Atletico Madrid. You guys don't know him.
Love to see
No, they it. Have their own burrito. They have an El Paso style burrito. It's a very traditional.
Haven't tried it. Okay. Burrito. I gotta.
The ends are open. It's very small. It looks a lot like a doner durum, if you will.
Okay.
Of course, bro. The doner durum.
The screen went dark for a second. I think you hit the wrong button. Maybe. I was just like, what happened to the show?
We lost it for a second. We're back.
But all good.
All right, we'll do it in post.
We'll do it in post. We'll fix it in post. Thanks. So thank you so much, Patrick. Seriously, really, really appreciate it. Really, really just beautiful stuff. Incredible work. So again, Gabaldon Art. Go give him a follow.
If he lived in Jersey, it would be Gabagool Art.
Gabagool. missed opportunity.
Hey, if you move. You already got the business.
Quick recap, real quick, since we didn't get to...
We're fans of strikers, you and I.
We are.
Yeah, because you know why? They shoot their shot.
Okay, let me just set this up because obviously Lionel Messi played his game against LAFC. It's mm-hmm. It was just Messi against LAFC.
As far as the media is concerned?
As far as Apple TV...
Click the Apple TV button? It is Messi-a-thon in there, bro.
Okay, it's Messi and then whatever. Yeah. The new show from... what's his name? I forget his name. Not Tobey Maguire.
Kiefer Sutherland or whatever?
But I'm saying, there's always just like... Messi is just like one of the
superstars.
One of the superstars that we need to be paying attention to. Yeah. Apple, Tim Cook is.
They put
is,
like Messi and then versus, and they put like the silhouette when there's no picture for the player in FIFA. They're like other player.
So look, the celebs were out. We saw
when he played in LA, you were going to see a different type of celebrity than you see in Miami.
Exactly,
Miami,
right?
You get a lot of DJ Khaled. You get a Diddy. Yes. You know what I mean?
My former boss, Diddy.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah, you get Raul Alejandro.
Mm-hmm.
Right? With the girl he cheated with.
Okay, well, let's not speculate.
Yeah, he knows. Camila Cabello. She was there too, bro. No, they set one row
slow
apart.
Down.
As if that means
slow
anything.
Slow down.
You think they wouldn't catch you, Raul?
Extra. This is the Come extra on, games, yeah. bro.
You think we wouldn't catch you, Raul? By the way, we side with you, Raul. Look at this shirt.
Slow down. I'm just saying.
We
look,
don't side with
Rosalia and Raul Alejandro, they
had
apparently
broken their engagement.
On, it didn't work out.
Bro.
I have my theory. It was that was a media sort of relationship to help build their own careers. That's my theory.
Think of how this would have bridged the gap between the colonizers and the colonized. You know?
Yeah, that's what I was hoping for. We just need a healthy relationship between a Spaniard and somebody, a Latino from the Caribbean, to fix all of this awful history that we have on our hands.
And I know Spain got a lot of new history they need to fix.
they got a lot of work to do, okay? Yeah, let the healing begin. But, okay, so to move on, yes, a lot of celebs that go to... The ones who go to Miami
LA,
are the ones... The ones who go to Miami are usually the ones that are like... I bucket list, I gotta make sure I am in Drive Pink Stadium to see Lionel
or
Messi.
Or you're associated with Miami already.
Right, or you got a summer home or whatever.
Yeah, you're trying to avoid
taxes.
People
out in LA, it's like, oh, it's just another thing to do.
Yeah,
right?
But in LA, it's like, oh, Messi's here? Well, then I have to see him. We have the same agent. It's like that.
Yeah. You know what? I'm going to stop sipping my, tea at the Grove and head over to
my matcha with organic human milk.
That's my favorite. How you know my order?
Bro, I heard you order it so many times on illegaltees.com.
So anyway. So yeah, so it's a
someone buy illegalteas.com and send it to our website.
So the vibe is obviously very different.
LA, big superstar. You saw the list. The list was crazy.
Which is also crazy that they gave the list to everybody all the media members. They gave the list of all the celebs that were at the game. It's a very different approach. We were seeing
LA different.
LA is different. They're like,
which is good, because remember when Neymar and Vinicius Jr. were at the Knicks game and they just showed both of them and they were like Neymar at the bottom. Neymar. And Vinny was like.
Neymar and some dude.
Yeah.
You know, just some dude that is constantly yelled the N-word at him.
In Spain.
In Spain.
See what I mean about the things we need to fix?
You
got to
just, you know, you got to highlight who's going to do that.
You should have stayed with him, unless he did.
So obviously the game was great, right? Mm-hmm. I thought LAFC should have, I'm not going to say win the game easily, but I thought it would have been fairly competitive.
Actually, if you're quiet, you can hear Denny Bouanga wasting another opportunity.
it's an interesting sound. It's usually Carlos Vela saying, this is fucking bullshit.
Wide open. Wide left foot begging to kick a ball.
So that was pretty wild. Bouanga, I don't know, just decided to have the worst game of his career, essentially.
Right. But hey, you got to shoot through the worst game he did.
I mean, it's so surreal because it was a little bit like bro, he's like, I'm going to be a star today. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Oh, but y'all talking about Messi? Okay. Messi going to be talking
Have
about
you me. Heard about Denny Bouanga?
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to be changing the headlines tomorrow.
Messi going to be like, yo, does he qualify for Argentina?
Because I mean the was the moment too big for him? I mean I wouldn't think that. The guy's an absolute killer.
But this is not what we're talking about. We're talking about the celebrities in the stands.
The celebrities in the stands, yes. So
look, Tiger was there, not really a celebrity, you know what I mean? But behind him was a Selena Gomez.
Yeah.
And there's a very funny meme of her reacting real big to a I think it was a miss shot by Messi.
It was the James McCarthy stuck his arm out and
yeah.
So look, she's I believe Mexican American, if I'm not mistaken, or is she just Mexican?
I don't know.
Let's see.
I don't know where she's
originally born. Last name Gomez.
I'm going to say she's from El Paso. I don't know.
She lives in a building in New York where there's a lot of
murders. Dude, she's from Texas. That's crazy.
Okay, yeah.
So she's Mexican-American. Okay.
I don't know if she's Mexican
she's
at all.
She's Mexican.
Okay.
She's
so
Mexican.
Cool.
All right. You know, she's not. She is now. Okay. For the purpose of this conversation. You're in LA. Hey,
this is also wildly irrelevant to what we're talking about. But
no, it's not. Because look. Christian Pulisic shared the video and saying, hey,
yeah,
you guys, and let me quote him, let them know they're invited to U.S. national team games too. Mm-hmm. Now, them and there is very purposely used because a long time ago, not that long ago, one of these like Good Morning America type interviews or Extra type interviews asked him, well, who's his celebrity crush? And he said, Selena Gomez.
Yeah, whoa.
And now he has a video with Selena Gomez.
Whoa.
Where he says, let them know they're invited to U.S. national team games too.
Wow. Let me just say one more time for the sake of no My reason.
He's pulling a Denny Bouanga. He's shooting all the shots.
So, okay. I mean, you can't blame him.
You think he's out here, you know what I mean?
I mean, I could see he could be doing the effort of, you know.
These are just celebrities.
These are just celebrities. Get the celebrities. Why don't they support us as well?
Let me tell you something.
And why can't they also, one of those people could also be Selena Gomez at the game?
Let me tell you something, Christian. If Rihanna happens to go to a Men in Blazers event, and they post the video.
Is ASAP rolling through as well?
And you share the one with just Rihanna in it and say, hey, tell them they could come to a Cooligans event too. I'm going to reach out and go, of all the videos you could have picked, you picked the one with Rihanna.
Uh-huh.
You know?
Yeah.
I think
it's a fair question to start asking.
Let us know if you think Christian Pulisic was trying to shoot a shot.
Christian Bellagos is going after Selena, bro.
Christian P. You just said which one. I'm not going to sit here and
Christian was out in L.A. too at the Messi game.
Yeah.
Let us know if he meant Tyga as well. Or if you think this was specifically sent to Selena. You're from Texas, Gomez.
Yeah. So that it's an interesting, you know, he's not mad You know, he's like a two for one.
Right.
You
he
know?
Didn't post this when DJ Khaled and Diddy were at the Miami game.
He's just doing this for U.S. soccer. He is an ambassador.
He is an ambassador.
For the U.S. men's national team. And he's just trying to get the program to be acknowledged by some of these celebs.
He's got a whole new swag now. He's in Milan. You
Bro,
know what I mean?
Scoring goals. Getting minutes playing soccer.
Whoa. He is being put on the team sheet. He has a new level of confidence.
Yeah, exactly.
As a Chelsea fan, I don't even understand that. Yeah. That doesn't make any sense to me.
Everyone knows Americans are not allowed to play in Chelsea. It's part of the rules.
Sure. Exactly.
But now he's got a whole new level of confidence, you know?
Yeah. I mean,
I think we're seeing the maturity in Christian Pulisic.
This is, you know, he has a bunch of Italian friends.
Yeah.
That he's talking with his hands.
A lot of buttons unbuttoned on their shirts going, no, you need to tell her you love her. Christian.
Did you see the Mikel Arteta comments about about Kai Havertz?
Yeah.
About bro. How he gave an analogy.
Oh, did I? the first time I met my wife, I could not conquer her.
And it's like, you just have to keep trying and trying. Until
I put the picture of a conquistador. I say how Mikel Arteta pulled up to his first date. He's got the like balloon pants on him. The pointy hat.
Bro, what? It's just so some people were saying like, it might be like, it's like a colloquialism of the how in Spanish. That's how you would say it doesn't necessarily mean conquer.
Well, we've talked about the Spanish. Maybe the way you guys speak and act around women needs to be adjusted.
So that brings us to our next subject, because we have to talk about, everything happening with Mason Greenwood and Getafe. This is a very surreal and very strange way of. I did not think this is how this story would go.
No.
Obviously, we all saw the images, the domestic violence.
The audio is horrendous.
It's a nightmare. Worst. I mean, there's no way. Look, Manchester United fans, most Manchester United fans without blue checks were basically saying like, yo, we can't have this dude in our club.
A lot of the blue checks are like, yes,
But
by the way, he's not.
Yeah.
We all
saw and we all heard.
No, not even that. The trial had to be dismissed because all of the all of the witnesses bailed.
Yeah.
So not innocent.
Not innocent.
They just couldn't proceed with the trial or the charges. And I know rules are different in England, where you're not allowed to say someone did blank until the charges are actually filed. Yeah. So I get that there's rules in England as to why you couldn't say it for a lot of the people who do content. But I think they were very vocal about saying maybe this guy doesn't necessarily carry the qualities of a Manchester United player, or who should be on Manchester United.
Without a doubt. And
because now there's also allegations circling Anthony.
Yeah.
Which are horrific as well.
Manchester United are having the worst kind of situation. Yeah. I mean, look, this stuff has to be handled in probably the best way they possibly can, which is acknowledging legally what they're allowed to say. I think the Manchester United statement afterwards was uncomfortable, because it felt like they were not only
soft-stepping it a little bit.
Well, basically just reacting to the fact that, like, we didn't want to do this, but we sort of have to do this. And like, they're looking after him.
Yeah,
right?
I do forgive some of that stuff, because there's so much legalese that has to
be
the way it has to be worded. So to protect themselves legally, and you don't want to get in a prolonged, lawsuit.
Yeah,
you don't want
to,
you don't want that. If you love the club, you don't want the money from the club going to that either. So I kind of understand how frustrating that could be. And we've had lawyers having to look through stuff. You know what I mean? And you're like, this isn't what I even said.
Right.
It has to be said that way to protect yourself. So I get that.
So
the weird part is that a club was like, nah, it's cool. We'll make a show of it.
So that's a strange
Not
part.
Just the club, though, Alexis.
So
like
1,000 fans that showed up.
Yeah, hit that fan.
Fabrizio Romano, too, bro.
Yeah.
Turned into, we'll get into that later.
Yeah, we'll get into that in a second. So he goes on loan to Getafe, right? But the statement at the end, basically at the end of the statement from Manchester United, and I'm paraphrasing because I don't have it in front of me, but it essentially is just like, you know, he didn't do the things that we've seen what's in the media and not all of it is true and blah, blah, blah. So it just looks like the loan is part of this sort of PR.
Buy some time?
Not even buy some time. It just seems like a PR campaign to sort of heal his perception and his career. So the agreement, right, it must be, like, if you're Manchester United, it's tough to offload this player, right? Who's going to take him knowing what videos and images are out there? So it just
Getafe.
So we
Getafe's like, no, we good.
Getafe.
In fact, they're like, are you getting rid of Antony as well? We'll take him.
So it's like Getafe stand
Did you
up.
Hear Getafe just hired Luis Rubiales? Did you hear that?
But not even. I wouldn't even be shocked. I know you're joking.
Literally, would not be surprised. I'm like,
oh yeah, lateral move, bro. So no, not surprising. But the images and video of Greenwood being announced by Getafe, showing, you know, getting
the confetti or whatever,
children taking photos with him, signing autographs. It seems like a coordinated effort from Manchester United to say, whatever club we're going to loan you to, we're going to talk to them, and they're going to handle you in a way that is like, we're going to try to make you look good. Right. And it's just so surreal because it's just like, bro, they're not even addressing any of the allegations, issues. It's just like, yo, this is a exciting new player, you know, coming from England, right. And what a great talent that we have.
You know, United was like, look, and I don't know this for a fact, but they were probably like, what if we don't charge you a loan fee? But
right.
You gotta make my boy look good.
Okay, yeah. Get the social admin on the phone.
Seriously.
Okay? Because
we don't need to talk to the coach. We don't care.
Do you have a Canva account? Yeah. Because we're gonna do everything we can.
How good are you at making someone look like a K-pop star? Bro. Even though they are a wildly problematic, possibly domestic violence abuser.
It's just, it feels gross. Right?
It feels like
fireworks.
The political machine, you know?
It is. It's running. It's running.
And then, you know, there also people have concerns about Fabrizio Romano as well, because Fabrizio is obviously he is a journalist. I mean, there's probably no other word to describe what
he
does.
He's probably not a journalist.
He's an insider journalist. Yeah, I think that insider word is very important because it just tells you the difference between someone who has, and Fabrizio's information is almost always great, right? He's almost always right. He's almost first.
I think a lot of other people tweeted before him. But
That's the accusation. But
the
I mean, look,
he's more of a curator. But to some degree, if he says it, it almost forces clubs to finalize deals.
An influential man, nonetheless.
And he probably has a lot of sources and stuff. So regardless of who tweets what first,
It's just like he's turned this whole thing into a propaganda. Like, this is the problem when you have someone who's an insider who's getting their information from one person, right? We can assume from everything he's tweeted about Mason Greenwood, he has someone either at Manchester United or in Mason Greenwood's camp
or
that's feeding
some
him
powerful
this info.
Agent who's like, hey, man, I gave you information.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Blank, blank, blank. You got to
help
me out
if
with
you
this.
Want the next big scoop, you got to help me out with this one. And that's what it really seems like is happening here.
Yeah, so it
does make you feel dirty only because what the allegations against him are something that you would just assume all men, women, everyone would just be like perturbed by.
Yeah.
And I get that we're like in this new era of like this whole section of society that will just jump to the defense of anyone who has any allegations against them just to troll the other side or whatever. I get that those people exist, but how? You all had moms. You all have, maybe some of you have sisters, you know, some of you are women yourself. How do you let stuff like this slide? And I've actually been kind of inspired by a lot of the people who do content and stuff where you're like, oh, I hope they don't have a bad take on something like that. And they've actually been like, get this guy out of Manchester.
Yeah, yeah.
And you're like, oh, all right. Okay. All right. Good. Yeah. You know? So, but to see some people sort of defend it and to see Getafe act like they just found some gem, you know, gem in the English Premier League.
Yeah, there's no way that there has to be some people at Getafe that are like, yo, this doesn't feel right.
But
right?
The fans wrote a letter saying they didn't want Sergio Ramos back at Sevilla, his original club, because of the way he acted playing against them.
Yeah.
15 years ago or whatever it was.
Yeah.
But no one at Getafe wrote a letter?
Yeah. Look, it is what it is. I mean, the Getafe, they're usually a team that are fighting relegation and stuff like
probably
that.
Probably most known for having a Burger King logo on it. Right.
You know? So look, this is the ugly side of the business. I mean, there's no other real way to put it. I mean, Getafe just, I understand, even if they sign the player on loan and you're like, all right, we have him, and he's a good player. Yes, there's a lot of, you know, quote unquote baggage, but to not only sign him and then just do the media blitz of like, how excited are we? Just treat him like he is just you know, a superstar player arriving, and not just act like none of this ever happened.
There's no contrition in any of it. And also, if you are back with the original accuser, and I don't know that 100%, but I know that's been said to me, but I want to say allegedly, because I don't know that for sure. But if you are back with the original accuser and you are Manchester United and you believe that he's innocent or somewhat innocent or some of the things have been said, why has there not been an interview with the two of them where they've sat down with some journalist, not Piers Morgan, please, and
but like it would be someone like Piers Morgan, though. It would be someone that would take his side. This entire thing, Christian used the word like contrived or whatever before. Mm-hmm. The machine is building this so that we forget. Yeah. You know what I mean? They're trying to push it under the
roof. Forgive.
As quickly as we can. It's terrible.
Yeah. So I don't know, you know, where my theory is that he plays well, and maybe the thought is it's either
he
plays so well, like, and
he's going to go back. I said this to Christian before the show. I promise he's going back to United, because if United was already done with him, they would have gotten rid of him.
They would have gotten rid of him. Yeah, they keep leaving the door open for him to return, which is...
Or he plays well, and his image is repaired enough to sell him on for a good fee, where Manchester United feel happy about the
money
they make.
The only reason I might be okay with him playing in Manchester United is because the opposing fans are going to have chants that are going to cook this dude.
It's going to be.
I just feel like he shouldn't be playing it. Like, no, he shouldn't be playing anymore.
He shouldn't be playing. He shouldn't. I mean, look, when we created jails and stuff, it was to get bad people out of our society so we could continue. This guy's beaten, allegedly, abusing his significant other. That's the type of person we don't want in our society.
Exactly.
Very, very, just wild. I mean, just...
Right, don't come to MLS.
Dude, do not.
So yeah, just some of this stuff is so surreal. I mean, you know, it makes... there's no easy... should we even transition? I mean, like, it makes me want to retire. I don't know.
Yeah.
There's no
Certainly
easy.
After this, I need to chill.
I need to chill. Without a doubt. Because, you know,
I'm so sorry.
This is hard work, you know? It is. It can be incredibly taxing, you know, dealing with... serious stories like these. So, I mean, that's... there's no easy...
after such a difficult career...
This is the least comfortable Coors Light transition we've ever done.
How do you see yourself retiring? Are you more of a beach guy? Or are you a city guy?
I think city guy. In a nice, quaint... town.
So not a city.
On my e-scooter.
Okay. Have you heard of Getafe? Well, I'm probably going to live in a city forever, but it doesn't matter. When I retire, I want to just kick my feet up. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I want to relax. I want to chill. And when I chill, I do with a nice cold Coors Light.
That's right. That is the move. It's the definition of relaxing.
The Blue Mountains tell you when it's nice and cold. And let's test it.
Then Blue Mountains are speaking to me.
Wow, that's cold. Perfect. So, and boy, did I need a drink after that last segment.
So shout out to Coors Light.
It's as cold as the Rockies, folks.
Okay, which are pretty cold. I wish I could snowboard down those Blue Mountains right on the can, okay?
Give it a try.
I want to do that. So this summer, chill like you're retired with a Coors Light. Get Coors Light delivered straight to your door with Drizzly or Instacart by going to CoorsLight.com/Cooligans.
CoorsLight.com/Cooligans. Celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado!
All right.
Now's the time to start your next adventure behind the wheel of an exciting new Toyota hybrid. With the largest lineup of hybrid, plug-in hybrid, and electrified vehicles to choose from, Toyota has the one for you. Every new Toyota hybrid comes with Toyota Care 2-year complimentary scheduled maintenance, an exclusive hybrid battery warranty, and Toyota's legendary quality and reliability. Visit your local Toyota dealer today. Toyota, let's go places. See your local Toyota dealer for hybrid battery warranty details.
Let's get to another serious...
Let's get out of that as quickly as we can.
Another serious story. Your boy, Jordan Henderson, is also doing a nice, just trying to justify his decision to play in Saudi Arabia. He's also kind of salty. I don't know if you saw this.
I think he's upset at the... It's being framed as he's upset at the LGBTQ community, but I don't think he specifically said that. I think he's upset about how his move is being thrown back in his face, because if you remember...
No, what I wanted to say, he's not upset at the LGBTQ community.
No, but that's
community.
The way it's being framed. But if you watch his interview, he didn't say that.
No, no. Yeah, because obviously he's leaving Liverpool to go... what club did he go
to?
He
went to El Etifak, which is... Yeah.
Steven Gerrard.
Steven Gerrard, which is also where Damari Gray
is going. Forced the move to, yes.
So... But Jordan Henderson was very vocal and an ally in supporting the LGBTQ.
It was incredible. He wore the rainbow armband. He wore the laces. He reminded you of it.
Yes.
But no, he did. He reminded everyone of it, which has become a meme now in England. They're like, leave him alone. He wore the laces. It's become a whole meme. But, okay, so his career's done at Liverpool. Liverpool needs to rejuvenate their midfield, potentially now find a replacement for Salah. Although by now I think we would have known.
Yeah, it's closed. He rejected the final offer.
Oh, Jesus. So dumb. Liverpool, very dumb business. But anyway, so they sell Jordan Henderson for a fee they probably wouldn't have been able to get, right? Or did he go for free? I know he's getting paid a lot more.
They got something for him.
They're getting I know that they're he's making a lot more than he would have elsewhere.
Without a doubt. So
yes.
$12 million.
$12 million. Pretty good. Not a bad deal for Jordan Henderson, a player that was on the out at Liverpool. And look, had a great career at Liverpool, right? Player of the year for them at one point.
Captain,
legend. Very important. But yes, he moves. So all of a sudden, people were saying, but wait a minute. You were such a advocate and such an ally for the LGBTQ plus community, but now you're going to a place where they don't have the same rights as everyone else.
Right.
So how do you make amends? So he finally spoke out.
Yes, and some of the quotes in the Athletic interview, just...
Let's start with, it's not about money.
He said it's not about money.
Okay.
He also did imply...
Let me talk about it's not the money. You don't buy a cake because of the icing, but you are really happy it's there. Right? You right?
I'm not a huge fan of icing, but I get it.
But you know what
I
mean? Yeah. Would you want a cake without icing? The whole thing?
Don't mind it, but I get it.
We're talking to the wrong person. Mike, you're a normal human being. Yeah. Right? You may not be
you
like...
You want the icing.
You don't want a pile of icing. Mm-hmm. You want cake.
With the icing.
But you're happy the icing's there.
Yes.
That's the money. Maybe he's not lying. Maybe he's like, I didn't move because of the money. But you didn't go play in the Canadian Premier League. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Bro, I got to be real. I think he's totally lying.
Like, for sure. I'm trying to give him the benefit of the doubt. Look, 100% he's lying.
There's a... like, you mentioned the stuff about Salah. Salah getting a lot of interest.
$270 million American dollars.
And offers. The offers will be at the doorstep for Mohamed Salah to play in Saudi Arabia. Of course. Basically a lot of the...
Look, Mohamed Salah, a Muslim, a god in that community as well. Not literally a god, but someone beloved in that community. Someone who
Allah, if you will.
Yeah. Salah is what he meant to say.
That was a good one.
So he's someone who I think the fans that are pulling for the Saudi League and for a league of their own to do well would love to see a Mohamed Salah in the league. Jordan Henderson ain't on that list, bro.
Nobody's necessarily, praying in Jordan Henderson's direction.
No one's saying Jordan Henderson, alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah.
No one's saying, wallahi, we need Jordan Henderson in this league.
The main thing is, and I think what Saudi Arabia and their league has shown, that everybody has a price. I don't care who
you
are.
We got a price, bro.
Everybody has a price. And when it look, it's interesting because some players have said no, right? Antoine Griezmann rumored to have offers as well. And he said that there's no amount of money. I'm not going to go. I'm staying at the club. And who knows? I mean, it could all just be kind of PR.
Or it could be a way to get more money.
Maybe. But
they're like 10 million. I'll never go. 100 million. All right, I'm gone.
It's complicated, but I don't necessarily want to hold Jordan Henderson. I'm not looking to Jordan Henderson to be the pillar of ethics on but, really anything.
But he was the one that inserted himself into, and that's what everyone's upset about, right? Is the hypocrisy, is that he came out as this, like,
right,
you know, bastion of the LGBTQ community.
And I actually would respect him a little more if he came out and said, hey, this is the end of my career. It's a last time to make a large sum of money.
Right.
But if he had said it is about the money, I would have been like, okay, Jordan.
Even if he didn't specifically say it's about the money, but he was like, hey, I hope to do good things with this money. This is a good opportunity to put my family in an even better situation. You know, to me, I'm like, just mention, you know what I mean? Mention what the good that you could do. Maybe 10% you're going to donate. You know what I mean? Like, say something that would get people off your back. And you're still going to be called a hypocrite just the same as you're being called now, regardless of what you say. But at least then there's a little bit of more of a positive feeling where you're like, well, at least he told this his real intentions.
Right. And the interviewer was Adam Crafton, who we met. Remember in Germany?
That's right.
We went on a media trip. With Adam. I think this might have been before he was at The Athletic.
Probably.
But it was a couple years ago. This was 2018?
19.
I don't remember. Anyway. And he's also been very vocal about this as well, and really, you know, asking Jordan Henderson tough questions. And the one thing, and I just want to make sure I have the exact quote, but Henderson sort of essentially said that him being at a Saudi club is a good thing for, you know, as far as, like, you know, for his views and being in support of the LGBT community. And it's an interesting, I don't know if he fully, if he really believes that, or is he just saying
it? That's good marketing.
Yeah, no, he doesn't believe
it's like just justifying your decision.
He said, he's like, yeah, I'll wear the rainbow laces as long as it, you know, no one gets offended.
It's tough because, look, I understand.
What do you want the guy to do also? Like, he's not going to, you don't want to get, you know, in trouble.
Right.
I'll say.
The thing is, like, this is a bigger issue that is obviously above Jordan Henderson, and Jordan Henderson getting specifically targeted for, like, the decision he made in his own life, when there's obviously it's a institutional problem. It's an issue with FIFA,
but also
Qatar getting awarded the World Cup.
Gary Neville was vocal against the Qatar World Cup, and next thing you know, he's like, come to Qatar.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. Did he do that really?
Yeah,
he was there.
Yeah.
So, like, you know, we see we see teams, the advertising board say visit Qatar, and like the money they're investing, so much money in making that making the region attractive.
Sports washing is the term used.
Sports washing, tourism.
Yeah,
we know what they're doing,
bro. Lionel Messi gets paid what, $2.5 million or something? Every time he posts some crazy number.
To me, I think it's also
it's a Neymar's contract.
Yeah, right, but he gets extra money if he posts. Yeah.
And this is the thing, that footballers are being used as these marketing tools for whatever product or purpose.
Sports superstars are being used as conduits to change the perception of a nation, so we, of and a we, Gulf
and,
state.
And we all kind of are okay with it. Yeah. We're like, yo, get the bag, bro. But then it's like, I guess it brings up the bigger question of, like, can you be bought out of your values? Like, does this mean that Jordan Henderson does not care about the LGBT community by signing with the Saudi club?
I don't think it does.
It's not that.
But hey, if you were vocal about other people doing something, I get why you would be called out.
It's a tough decision because so many people are accepting the Saudi money and going to play there. So if Jordan Henderson says, oh, I'll never play there because of the fact that gay people don't have rights in those countries. And then it's like Steven Gerrard's out there like, oh, what are you saying all that for, bro? Yeah. Like, yo, I'm just trying to coach out here. Why are you doing all this? You're making it hot for me.
Right.
So I can understand.
Also, look how much money I'm about to throw you.
So it's a look, I understand calling out the hypocrisy, if that's what you feel it is. I think it's a complicated subject. It's almost kind of subjective. But again, if Jordan Henderson does not go to play in Saudi Arabia, I don't know exactly him specifically making that decision. I don't know how much of a difference necessarily it makes on the general problem. It's what's helpful is calling out the people that are going, but him simply not going, I don't think is.
And maybe if you're going to find any silver lining to this, there's some type of progress being made that someone who is so vocal, pro-LGBTQ plus, is sort of allowed to play there.
Okay.
Right?
I mean,
is that something?
It doesn't seem like a lot.
I think you're really looking for it if like that's all you can find out of.
I think that's the only silver lining.
But I don't think Jordan Henderson's going to go over to Saudi Arabia and be like, "Hey guys, let's all throw on the rainbow armband." Like that's just not going to happen.
He did suggest that maybe he can make a change from the inside. It's like maybe you just kick a couple balls, buddy. You
know? And Ant also thinks of making some changes with a boot. Bro.
Yeah. Maybe this isn't the way.
So it's tough. I mean. And I guess he's getting more criticism because he has been so vocal of an ally.
If you're a member of the LGBTQ community, I can understand why you feel 100%. Completely.
You should feel
abandoned.
Especially if you're a Liverpool fan,
exactly,
also, or a big Jordan Henderson fan in general, and you're LGBTQ, and now all of a sudden,
I would feel betrayed. I would feel totally betrayed,
bro. Imagine, I went to go work somewhere that was, didn't allow Dominicans to have
rights.
Damn,
bro.
What, Uber? I don't know who that would be. I don't know who that would be. But
you gonna take my Sancocho spot job? How dare you?
No, they said you're not allowed to have tight jeans with ripped knees in the whole country.
Damn, bro.
That's your culture, dog.
That's my idea. Identity. How dare you?
Yo, I can understand you being upset if I were to take that gig. You know what I mean?
Yes. Look. So I don't know.
If you went to go work for the, Che, organization.
Yeah.
I'd be like, yo, dude, trying to kill my mom, bro.
It's an interesting aspect. And I think it's the... just the fact that the Saudi leagues are just throwing so much money around. This is what money does. Money can corrupt your values. Mm-hmm. That's just the absolute truth.
So let me corrupt them even more. Because I came up with this idea on Morning Footy and I want to hear what you think.
Okay. I'm sure the whole panel loved it. But I can't
now, the only negative is that this will have to take place in Columbus, Ohio. No disrespect to Columbus.
Mm.
Saudi Pro League All-Stars versus MLS All-Stars.
Yo,
bro.
Yo,
Cristiano that would low key be cool versus Messi in Columbus, Ohio.
Why Columbus, Ohio?
That's where the next All Star game is.
Right.
There's no way around it, dude. There's no way around it, dude.
I thought you was like, this is the marquee spot.
We gotta There's make only sure. one place in the world where this could take place.
The two superstars in the world. Battle out in flyover right. country.
Two gladiators in the only coliseum that can handle both.
Lower.com field.
Oh.
We know you were thinking it.
Bro, okay. Before you said it, we said it.
Okay.
Bro, the SPL All-Stars.
Bro, you think...
I would be down.
You think, Cristiano Ronaldo's getting through customs?
Bro, he hasn't been to the United States in quite a while.
We have to do it in Saudi Arabia, bro. Yo, the MLS All-Star Game in Saudi Arabia, bro!
Bro.
Oh, my God, that's an even better idea!
I mean, look, if you think Jordan Henderson has some media, I don't know what you expected. Well,
when did you get on one of them Apple conference calls, buddy? Oh, you a shareholder, Papa? We going to Saudi Arabia.
But you, my friend, only 20.
Right. Especially with Tim Cook being an openly gay man.
Yeah.
I don't know how this is going to work out.
Bro.
You heard Apple TV got a new deal. I say if you buy a subscription to a season pass at twice the price, you get a second one for free, bro. They trying to make money out of
it. Well,
Tim Cook openly gay?
Yes, he is.
Oh, I didn't know that. Yeah.
If Tim Cook could compromise his values for a game like this, I mean, I don't know. There's no hope for any of us.
They paid $2 billion for this league, bro. And he's like, look, for the shareholders, we got to make this money back.
Damn, bro. Tim.
Damn. Tim, like,
what are you doing to us, Tim?
I know Tim like, I ain't happy about it.
My goodness. So pretty wild, all this stuff. I mean, again.
What do you think of the idea?
What do I think of the idea? I mean.
It would be sick.
It would be crazy.
It would be a huge event and wildly problematic.
It would be the last time, unless a major change happens, that Cristiano Ronaldo plays Messi.
True. Sure. Twitter would be electric that day, bro. Can you imagine?
He was asked about Messi, somebody asked him a question at a press conference just about like the comparison again, and he gave like a much more I want to get the quote in front of me.
No, he recently said something like, "You see all the stars that are coming here."
He did say that.
He did
one
today.
I
believe the quote was, "The rivalry is now over between him and Messi."
Right, right. Because you see what we're doing here, what he's doing there, we should just like appreciate everything. I'm like, who's this guy?
Bro, that's not the run. What's the problematic?
you have never talked like this.
How could you look at yourself in the mirror many times a day?
Nobody cares about, a Cristiano Ronaldo who is healed.
Contrite.
And who has grown up.
No, who let you talk to a therapist, bro? We need Messi Ronaldo with the Y.
Literally, just anybody asks you about Messi, and then he just shows his abs. Yeah. Just Ronaldo's abs. He's like, nah,
he's like, "May I remind you that Rooney is ugly, and I am not." Where's that Ronaldo, bro?
I want to play this real quick, and we'll wrap up in a little bit. But VAR, especially in England, they're doing a lot of. Speaking of PR, everybody's trying to fix their image. This episode is really just about everybody.
This is the heal yourself,
bro. We're basically,
this is Eat Pray Love, bro.
We're like crisis management. You know, this is what this episode is about. But VAR has gotten a lot of heat, especially in the beginning of this Premier League season, because it's just been bad, right? Yeah. They're not doing what people think they should be doing.
Dean is revealing he's not making VAR calls because his homie's out there.
That was wild, bro.
It's a bad one.
If you didn't hear about this, Mike Dean, who's been retired already like 3 years and still in the news.
Yeah, he put himself in
because,
the news.
Because of the, what was it, last
The Chelsea.
The Cucurella getting his hair pulled.
He said Anthony Taylor, if I'm not mistaken, was the gentleman's name, had already gone to the screen once, and he's like, I can't do it to him twice,
bro.
So Cucurella, you're just gonna have to hold that. That I mean a chunk of your own hair.
Bro, get a haircut, clean up.
Yeah,
all right,
yeah.
He's jealous. He's got no hair of his own. He was mad at Cucurella.
This man is just like, what are you, a hoodlum with this long hair? You know,
you're looking like a mop. It's your fault.
So last year Cucurella got he got his hair pulled during the game. It was a while. This was also
they didn't buy him a drink.
Was this Tuchel? Last game, or he got
it
suspended.
It was one of the last games.
This was
during the Tuchel era.
This was Tottenham Chelsea.
It was like the third game of last season.
So
like,
Tottenham
right
basically
at the end.
Survived this match because that did not go to VAR.
Yep.
Yeah.
Where it should have.
Yep.
So he comes out and says, "Well, he's my mate, and I wouldn't make him go to the wall and give him any more grief."
Yeah.
He says. So that is admitting that he was, what's the term? Objective. Right?
100%. Yeah.
One's the bad one? Objective.
Subjective. He was not objective.
He was not objective. He wasn't acting unbiased. He had some personal relationship that was stopping him from making the right call because he's like, "I don't want my boy to catch."
That is not what refereeing is.
It's like when your boy's girl calls you and says, "Yo, is Steve there?" And you're like, "What?" Like, "Steve told me he was with you tonight." And you're like, "I'm in the bathroom." And you hang up and you're like, "Yo, Steve, what the hell are you doing?"
"Yo, Steve, Steve, you out there?" "Oh, yeah, he's over there. He's over there."
"No, Steve can't come right now. He's getting his dicks." I mean, I gotta go. "He's my mate."
Wild comments. I think this has made people be a lot more skeptical of referees. And I saw Christina Uncle on Morning Footy.
She did say that he was misunderstood or misquoted, but the quote was taken out of context. He meaning he's a workmate. So he understands.
Yeah.
And I'm like, nah, it's still, I think the word "mate" is pretty specific.
I would imagine there are 20 match day referees on any given week in the Premier League. I'm sure they know each other pretty well.
Yeah, I'm sure y'all homies.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Y'all got handshakes.
Yeah.
You know each other pretty well. So you would assume after those comments, so people are kind of being skeptical and people want more transparency. And so the Premier League or the PGMOL, right? Mm-hmm. The referee union or whatever.
As they prefer to be pronounced.
The Pigmol.
The Pigmol.
They've been releasing.
They've been post-match or after the match, a few weeks or days after the match. They released the VAR audio, the audio of the VAR referee and the assistant VAR referee talking to the pitch referee,
yes,
the main ref, about what's going on, about whether or not they should come to the screen. And what this has done is shine a light as to just how inept they all are at doing this job.
Look, and we're only seeing this on the calls that are controversial.
Why would you share this one? Of all the calls you could share, why would you share the one where 90% of the people watching are going to be like, yeah, I think you got this wrong.
So this was the opening game, right?
This was the one where United survived, yes, barely survived beating Wolves.
Against Wolves. They won 1-0.
Yeah, but come on.
And there was in stoppage time at the end of the game, there was a foul by the goalkeeper, Onana, on a Wolves player. They clattered into him. It was really, really bad.
Yeah.
But we all thought it was a penalty. We couldn't understand why they didn't call it. He hit the dude, absolutely bodied the guy.
Nowhere
near the ball. But this was, we get to hear what they were talking about. Let's see if you should be able to hear this.
I'm seeing. So the goalkeeper goes to challenge the ball, and he makes an aerial contact with the Wolves player. It's late, and it's clumsy, in my opinion. Dawson wins the header.
So he says it right there. It's late. I can't show you. It's Premier League footage, but it's late. Clumsy, in my opinion. Aware that it is a foul, but this is the interesting thing here, because in my mind, I don't see how.
So he smacks into a player. There, two players go up together. The player behind
players go up for the ball.
Yeah, is the one who heads it. So he clatters into essentially both of them, but the one he really makes the most contact with is the one who doesn't get the ball.
Right.
And that's the reason it doesn't go to VAR, even though it is a ugly open field NFL tackle.
That's the reason it's not called a penalty.
Yes.
Even though it's a clear, wild collision.
It's a foul in the box.
It is a foul in the box.
You can't take someone out and be like, yeah, but they were nowhere near the ball. What are you talking about?
Yeah, I'm
both nowhere near him when I two-footed him.
He's also merely inches away from where the actual ball
is.
Right. So the Onana and the Wolves player both go up for the ball. Neither of them get it.
Yeah.
And this was, and hear the rest of it. This is their reasoning for not calling it a penalty.
Caution, Gary O'Neill.
Yeah.
Okay.
But it's late, very late in the aerial challenge.
Yeah, wait, just go here. Wait, take it from the way.
I think because the Wolves player doesn't head the ball. Because Dawson heads it.
Walk away.
Dawson clearly wins the head.
Yeah. And then therefore it's a normal collision as they both challenge the ball from the.
That's it. So it's a normal collision because they both challenge for the ball. Since neither of them got it, it's a normal collision. Even so, Nana's and I guess this is set to precedent. If you are going for the ball and neither of you get it, you are essentially allowed to.
Right. So
you heard this
first, folks. If you want to stop the ball from going in goal, and between you and where that ball is going is, say, a stroller with a child, just as an example, feel free to completely truck over it.
Yeah, yeah.
Knowing no penalty is going to be called. You may have to answer a question.
That baby should have known better.
I know. Hey, why are you there? If that baby would have headed the ball, maybe.
If you want to win the 50-50 duel, you better go for it, baby.
You got to go for the ball, baby.
You got to go for the ball.
Missed the ball. Why? You were sleeping with a binky in your mouth? Well, you can't do that now that there's a cleat sticking out of your forehead.
Sort of logic.
Yeah.
My biggest thing about that entire sound is just like the entire time he's talking, I'm like, all right, he thinks it's a penalty. He's about to call it a penalty. Then the assistant VAR is like, oh, no, it touches Dawson's head. He's like, oh, yeah, no, it wasn't a penalty.
Oh, you're right. I'm such an idiot. Yeah, I don't know what I was thinking.
He said it's very clumsy. It's clumsy. It's very late.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's like, just kidding.
Seems like a prerequisite for a foul call here.
Surreal that the
they should have never let us hear this stuff, because now we know you suck at your job. Before, we just assumed
but
it.
Is that the precedent of, like, you can foul somebody if they don't get the ball? That's it?
I don't think you're allowed to go through them the way he did.
It's just such an aggressive challenge where he clearly puts his hands. My man is hanging on the dude's shoulder, slaps his arms down like he's giving him a fierce pat on the back.
Right.
And it's a clear foul. So just because
Onana jumps with his hands wide, not even able to catch the ball.
Yeah, yeah. It's just a wild decision. And if
maybe it's just that it couldn't overturn the decision that was already made on the pitch.
Yeah.
But I think this does, this goes to show that, like, you know, come
but,
on.
But you hear him. You hear the referee, the VAR, say, oh, because he didn't get the ball, it's a normal collision. You call that a normal collision?
Bro, what
That's
happens?
The craziest part.
What happens in your Sunday league, bro?
What is this? This normal is doing a lot of heavy lifting here, bro.
That word normal has found new definition. It showed up to school with a new haircut.
Damn, bro. Yo, why is this? Normal has a leather jacket on for some reason, bro.
Yo, normal just threw a cigarette butt at me. What happened to normal this summer, dude?
Because the way you could, you address that as a normal collision is beyond me. That, and then the Akanji offside, the Ake
goal.
That was another one where they, we don't have the audio queued up, but he basically said, oh, he moves because he's in an offside position, moves his leg out of the way, and he said he didn't affect the keeper's he didn't affect the play because he thought the keeper made a genuine full dive to try to stop the ball, even though he influenced it because the goalkeeper looks at Akanji. And you could tell, I mean, and these are the margins of this sport. The keeper does the slightest of hesitations, 0.25 of a second of like, oh, is he going to get the ball?
Yeah.
And Akanji gets out of the way from the offside position. And because that, it just misses, it slips just right away from his fingers. And that would have, in my opinion, would have been the difference. And they gave that goal.
Even Erling Haaland said, I'd be furious if they gave that goal. Yep. It shouldn't have gone in.
A wild block call. So
they should put the mic on Erling Haaland as opposed to these
we
refs. Got,
we know we need to hear this at the matches, bro. Like, let us know.
You know, it does
at
the Hyundai A-League in Australia.
Because this great. Is, it's interesting hearing refereeing, like the logic in game and in the moment and hearing how they process it, because the game is obviously very, very subjective and refereeing is subjective, but hearing four people being like, all agree, like, oh, normal collision, like, bro, one of you can be like, yo, I don't think I was normal, bro.
I just don't see normal to me, bro. Geico wouldn't accept that.
Can you use a different word? Yeah. I think we're using the wrong dictionary or
Someone should be like, yo, elaborate on normal, my guy.
All right, let's just wrap up, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in. I want to do this before we go. Because we've been busy as hell the last couple days.
Remember when our producer waved us 5 minutes?
We can
open the boxes.
How many boxes do you want to open now?
We'll do the bag first.
Where's the box cutter? Can you hand me that?
Right over here. Okay.
Go ahead. I got it. Don't worry about it. All right. Thanks, Dad. He opened it for
Don't
me.
Don't want you hurt yourself. Yeah. This is from...
Ow! No, I'm kidding.
This is from... there's a fan of the show. His name is Scotty. Soccer Scotty. On TikTok.
That's a perfect name for one of our fans.
He's great, and he sent us these are kits from I think Milwaukee. So let's just see what
check out State Soccer Club. Send us a hat and a scarf.
Oh, okay.
So introducing the most beautiful hat in soccer.
Shout out to States. Oh,
bro.
Who's
all right? I'll steal that.
the company that is was by Matt Beasler
and a couple other people.
So shout out of Kansas City. So shout out to State Soccer. Thank you so much. All right. So this is from Scotty.
Soccer Scotty.
Soccer Scotty. And this is from a team. This is Milwaukee, right?
It just says FC.
Torrent.
Oh.
The Milwaukee Torrent.
Okay. Are they Bayer Leverkusen fan? Fan
interesting.
Group?
That's cool.
Yeah, they have a Bayer Leverkusen
patch on
badge.
The side. Yeah.
Is it USL? It's a US.
This looks like. What's
the name of the team again? Milwaukee
Torrent. I think. Is it a USL? One of like a League One or something?
Let me check it out.
And we got a scarf as well.
The men play in the NPSL.
NPSL. Okay.
Shouts to the NPSL, bro. Shouts to all the lower leagues. Yeah, Milwaukee. Milwaukee Torrent.
So
shouts to Milwaukee. A few years ago, I was there performing.
Oh, that's
and
pretty
I said,
cool.
Yo, this city needs a club. And
I like that scarf, Alexis.
Yeah, this is really dope. The colors are awesome.
Yeah, I love it.
Go to like Sobelman's Pub and Grill. Go support.
Okay.
The Torrent, bro.
So, Scotty, thank you so much for sending. Make sure Scotty's on...
Scotty Too Hottie.
On TikTok.
It's a rap thing, I think.
And he's great. You know what? There's like, you know, the I think the people who are fans of our show, mm-hmm. I've always said that. I always feel like they would be, they're cool people that we want to like be
100%
around.
They'd be the homies.
Exactly. And Scotty's great on TikTok because he does the Lord's work, which is arguing with people who comment on his videos like, it's called football and whatever. And it's
a thankless job. By it.
It's a thankless job.
I like to stick to soccer. It's like, it's what we're doing. And by the way, your dumbass grandparents invented the word.
So I appreciate he always has great takes and really a big, just an advocate for American soccer and just doing, you know, similar to what we're doing, and a lot of dope people. So,
and we got cool socks to match it from
Patrick
Gabaldon
Art. So, thank you so much, Scotty. Seriously, we appreciate it. Shout out to the Milwaukee Torrent.
Shout out to everybody who
listens.
Best
of luck.
You guys are so creative. We have such a creative, artistic.
Yeah, shout out to the community. Yeah. We love you guys.
Shout out to the peoples.
Let's go. Okay. So, everybody, thank
also,
you.
Also, shout out to Christian. Ballistic and Selena Gomez. Invite us to the wedding, bro.
Dude, I look, nothing make me happier than to see them.
Hell yeah, bro.
See them together. Well, we saw Selena Gomez. Remember she was flirting with the Sunday League
that
video that she was flirting with she went to a soccer game and she was flirting with like players and stuff. She was like, I'm single. I just, you know, she was making a lot of jokes. You didn't see this?
No, yo, we gotta get you
Alexis,
to a
you should have been
team.
There, bro.
We gotta get you to a national. All right, we gotta go. Show me after the show. Thank you guys. We love you so much. Thank you for listening. Don't forget to subscribe button. Hit the follow button. Give us 5 stars. Leave a nice review. If it's funny, we'll read it on the show.
Download the episode. We love you guys.
Let's go. Yeah. Hit the download button already,
hit
bro.
Hit that download button.
Peace, everybody.